Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel talking about the reality of beef exports here in 2015. Back on that in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
2013 and 2014, great years for exporting beef from the United States. Record-setting years. 2015, more of a challenge. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us again today as we talk about the 2015 beef export picture that continues to struggle for a variety of reasons.
Again, we've got record high prices aggravated now by strong dollar all this year that has made our product even more expensive. Early in the year, the dock strike problems and the logistics associated with moving product out of the country was a real problem. Not so much now. We've taken care of that, but we haven't really recovered from all of that sort of cumulative effect. On the import side, it works the other way. The strong dollar is making beef imports more favorable. We've got high prices and relative shortages of certain products in the U.S., and so we're seeing a significant increase in beef imports last year and again this year.
One thing I know that we've really noticed regarding the export situation, we've really seen these drop credits of the variety meats really back up rather significantly on value.
You know, after several years of very strong byproduct values, this year has been a real challenge. It affects the packers first and most directly. They've been losing, $30 to $40 a head in revenue, which is a big part of their, gross revenue margin to work with. Recently, we finally have seen those byproduct values appear to have bottomed out. They have recovered a little bit in the last 2-3 weeks, but it's a significantly lower level than we had for about 3 or 4 years prior to that. So it's been a real challenge, and it's certainly another indicator of some of those issues in the global markets.
Daryl, back to the producer. What about the various segments of our beef business? Let's start with the feedlots.
Feedlots in particular continue to bear the brunt of this margin squeeze that goes with this kind of point where we are in the industry. This is shaping up to be potentially the worst on an annual average basis, the worst year for feedlots, at least in terms of a general budget series. You know, they continue to be caught with still high feeder cattle prices. Even though feed prices have moderated, and that's not been the problem. They're just caught in this squeeze between feeder cattle prices and the fed cattle prices, and it's really not likely to go away for several more months.
What about the yearling and stocker end of our market?
Well, we've lowered prices. We're still trying to figure out both what we're going to pay for stocker calves this fall, as well as what we can expect for pricing feeder cattle next spring. If you look at the current price relationships, it actually is fairly attractive. If you look at the buy-sell margin on yearlings given today's prices, the value of gain is actually very good, and it's actually gotten better with the price drops we've seen just in the last week or two, because the drop has actually been bigger on the calf side than it has been on the feeder cattle side.
The big question, what those cattle that we put on pasture this fall will be worth next spring. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.